Track 8, Normal for Norfolk. Tim Edwards has contributed this month's Norfolk column. He's ventured out to look at 5 Norfolk Castle ruins. Tony will tell us about them.
Norfolk was an enticing place to live in medieval times, just as it is today, and the homes of some of the most important people in the country at that time can still be visited. More than 20 castles were built in the county during the 10th and 11th centuries. Here we take a look at 5 castle ruins that hold the secrets to Norfolk's past. Castle Acre is a rural village in northwest Norfolk. It lies 4 miles north of Swaffham and to the west of the A1065 at the point where the River Nar is crossed by an ancient route known as the Pedder's Way. Castle Acre takes its name from the walled castle built in the 12th century by the Normans. However, an earlier castle was founded soon after the Norman conquest of 1066 by William de Warenne and was initially a stone country house. During the first half of the 12th century, however, more disturbed conditions prompted its progressive conversion into a strong keep, further defended by stone walls and an immense system of ditched earthworks. Still impressively visible, these are perhaps the finest village earthworks in England. Castle Acre Priory is one of the largest and best-preserved monastic sites in England, dating back to 1090. It was the home of the first Cluniac order of monks to England, and the Cluniac love of decoration is everywhere reflected in the extensive ruins. There's much to experience at the Priory, including the beautiful West Church gable, the prior's lodging, the substantial remains of many of the buildings round the cloister. The recreated herb garden grows herbs, which the monks would have used for medicinal, culinary and decorative purposes. Castle Rising is a village and civil parish which is situated some 5 miles east of the town of King's Lynn. The River Babbingley skirts the north of the village, separating Castle Rising from the site of the lost village of Babbingley. Castle Rising's name is of Norman and Anglo-Saxon origin, derived from a mix of the Old English and Norman French for a castle close to the settlement of Riser's people. In the Domesday Book, Rising is listed as a settlement of 14 households. Castle Rising Castle is one of the most famous 12th century castles in England. The stone keep, built in around 1140 AD, is amongst the finest surviving examples of its kind anywhere in the country, and, together with the massive surrounding earthworks, ensures that Rising is a castle of national importance. In its time, Rising has served as a hunting lodge, royal residence, and for a brief time in the 18th century, even housed a mental patient. The most famous period in its history was when it came to the mother of Edward III, Queen Isabella, following her part in the murder of her husband, Edward II. The castle passed to the Howard family in 1544, and it remains in their hands today, the current owner being a descendant of William d'Albini II, the Norman baron who raised the castle. Borough Castle is a village and civil parish which is situated on the east bank of the River Waveney, some 3.7 miles west of Great Yarmouth and within the Broads National Park. The parish was part of Suffolk until 1974. Borough Castle is location of a Roman fortification which dates to the 3rd century. The fort was part of a system of coastal defences, the Saxon Shore, against Anglo-Saxon incursions on the East Anglian coast. 3 of its imposing stone walls survive, almost to their original height, making this one of the best-preserved Roman monuments in Britain. The 4th wall collapsed into the surrounding marshes a long time ago. The land around the fort is a wildlife haven and offers panoramic views over Breydon Water. Oh, and in case you want to know what the Domesday Book of 1086 says about the place, Burgh Castle is recorded as consisting of 15 households belonging to Ralph the Bowman. Thetford Castle is a medieval motte and bailey castle in the market town of Thetford in the Breckland area of Norfolk. This castle was largely destroyed in 1173 by Henry II. Although the huge motte, the second largest man-made mound in England, remains intact. The motte, recognised as a scheduled monument, now forms part of a local park, and the remains are known variously as Castle Hill, Castle Mound, and Military Parade. So while not being an actual castle, that is, with walls and turrets, it is recognised as one because of the giant mound on which the building would have stood. Caister Castle is now the remains of a 15th century brick-built castle surrounded by a moat. Caister Castle was built by Sir John Falstaff, the inspiration for Shakespeare's Falstaff. Between 1432 and 1446, Caister Castle is also associated with the famous Norfolk family, the Pastons, whose letters are an invaluable source of information on life in the 15th century. Sir John Falstaff was knight with humble origins, much like his stage counterpart, who returned from the Hundred Years' War with wealth that he invested in this property. The remains of Caister's 15th century brick wall castle are hard to miss, with its imposing tower and Norfolk red brickwork. Caister Castle Motor Museum is also a must-see for petrol heads, housing 200 rare and vintage cars and motorcycles. Caister Castle's intact 100-foot tower can be scaled by visitors from May to September every year.
Thank you, Tony.